Carrie and I had got a house in Payne Street, in the Donegal Pass, a year before we married. I then worked in McGee's on the Donegal Road, McGee's Tailoring, the famous McGee's Tailoring. I used to walk down the Donegal Road at night after work and meet with Terry, or his brother Robbie would have been there when it had been ashore, and we'd have been decorating the house and doing it up, stripping it down and doing. Quite free, quite happy, nobody, not in any way afraid of anything.
You were telling Terry about the woman next door.
I said that woman next door's not to Terry. She said to me, if anything happens, you can come in, knock a wall, and like he's got something on top of the wardrobe and all. And Terry looked at me and he said, and I said, she said they would get us down into the market and all. And he was going, Rosie, you know, they were listening to people like her and all. And I was saying, what? You know, but then I could, then when the papers were full of this stuff and, you know, then like that, then the burning started, the people started getting burnt out in Bombay yes. Street and areas like that there, you know. And it was just like, you know, I said to Terry, is there any chance that could happen to us down here? And it took months for it to develop. And it became obvious that we were living in danger. Right. We were. It became obvious, you know. Clusters of people at night standing at the corner talking, whispering and abuse and, you know, all that was going on. And so I said to my mommy about it, you know, and she said to me, don't be sent here, darling. You know, wish me luck. Maybe you should come up here and stay with us for a wee while, you know. We had been back and forward to our house down Payne Street, you know, and it was during the day, like. But I took it upon myself to go down one day, and I thought I was a bee's knees in our Sean's Red Pram, and I pushed him all the way down. And I got down into it, and I went. And out in the yard, there was all these bottles broke, and my back windows were all broke, you know. And all these porter bottles was smashed in the backyard.
Your own backyard?
In the house. And the woman next door wasn't there. So I came out, and I tried to get her, and she wasn't there. And this one across the street, your Fenian neighbour's not there, she's way back to the market. And I looked over and I said, oh my God, how am I going to do here? I was really petrified. And then I realised the doors were all closed and it was a terrible feeling in the area.
Did you feel you were being watched as you left the house?
Easy, yeah. Yeah, the hair in the back of my neck was standing, you know. And I said to Terry, will we get out, will we get up back to Ballymurphy? He said, just keep walking. So we pushed our Sean's Pram down Payne Street, which ran in an L shape, went like that, you know, like that. We lived this way, down, and they were all kind of, you know, nobody was saying anything to us, or nobody was giving us any abuse, but you could have cut the atmosphere with a knife, you know.